Time to take five for your community of service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Stacy Carey is with us and Jody Rook from Senior Family Services and Generations. Good morning, guys.
Hello. Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in. Stacy, we'll talk with you. We got some great news to pass along this morning. Thanks to Jody's efforts at Senior Family Services and, of course, Generations, we got a great new service coming back to the community.
Thank you. Nothing I am more excited about than being able to provide services for older adults and people with disabilities. And March is Nutrition Awareness Month, and we would like to kick off a new event that we have going on for Washington residents provided by Senior and Family Services, and we're going to bring back some hot meal program for the city of Washington. It's we're really excited. It's a really big deal for our community.
And this was formerly known as Meals on Wheels. Is that right, Jody?
Yes, it pretty much still called that. Yes.
Meals on Wheels?
Yes.
So many took advantage of this, and Jody, I know when it was taken away, you felt the impact. I know a lot of folks were coming to you at Senior Family Services saying, we really miss that, right?
Yes, most of them switched to frozen meals, and some, you know, do enjoy that, but others, they really like the hot meals and the contact of someone checking on them 3 days a week. So it's Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays that we deliver.
It's such a great service. And Stacy, walk us through how this works. Now, what's the process for Meals on Wheels?
So if somebody is interested in Meals on Wheels, to qualify, you have to be homebound, which means it's difficult to get out of your home. And you have to be an older adult. Anybody over the age of 60 could be eligible for the Meals on Wheels program. And they could call Generations for a personalized in-home face-to-face assessment to see if they're eligible for services. Our number is 800-742-9002, and they ask for the Meals on Wheels program.
Now, I mean, look at it. You know, I've got the menu here for March, which the program actually doesn't officially start till May, right?
Correct.
But we need signups right now.
That's right. So they could go ahead and call, and we could get the paperwork and the process started.
So let's get them signed up. But, I mean, just looking at what you've got, these are great meals.
They really are. They're great meals. They're cooked. They're cooked right here in our community, right, Jody?
Yes. Used to be the meals were cooked elsewhere, brought in, and we packaged them up. But now we're cooking them at the center. So we are doing the meals right now at the center for those that are able to get out Monday, Wednesday, Fridays at 11:30. Occasionally they'll have a breakfast. But so they've been enjoying them. We have at least 18 a day that come in and eat. So this has been our sort of our practice, so we'll be ready for the meals when it starts in May.
Well, tomorrow it's chef salad with ham and turkey, breadstick, pears, cupcake, milk. So you've got your main course, you've got a nice side with it, you've got a dessert item and the drink. You got it all covered.
Yes.
And the great thing about this, Stacy, this is all free, right?
It's all free. We do ask for donation-based. Meals are funded by the Older Americans Act, which is federal funding. Like every other program, the funding is getting less and less. So those that are on the meal program, we do ask for donations or even donations from the community would help prevent a waiting list for this program, because right now we do not have a waiting list. And I think that is really, really important to let the community know that if somebody is eligible for the Meals on Wheels program, we can provide the service to them. We do not have to put them on a waiting list. And that's a very, very big deal. And we're really proud of that.
Well, and the face-to-face interaction is what is so important, too, because not only are you delivering these meals, but you're checking on everybody.
Yes. I believe, and I believe this in my heart, that sometimes this program, something as simple as this, can keep an older adult out of a long-term care facility. Sometimes it's just a meal a day, and it's that personal care check. It's somebody going by the home, knowing somebody's routine, knowing where they're at, knowing if something's wrong, and providing that just extra set of eyes on your loved one. It's a big deal.
What time of the day are we talking about delivering these, Jody?
We'll start about around 11 o'clock, so most get delivered between 11 and 12:30.
And this is for just Daviess County right now? Or
Just the city of Washington. It had to be in the city limits.
City of Washington, city limits. Mm-hmm. And before we let you go, Stacy, again, we want to make sure they get that 800 number and get on the list and get the assessment rolling so we can get your name.
It's 800-742-9002, and when you call, you just ask for the Meals on Wheels program.
It's that easy, guys. If you're eligible for this, it's a great service coming back to Washington. I know we have to say thanks to Jody and all the team at Senior Family Services for really kind of helping to get this back here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great partnership. We're very fortunate to have Senior Family Services in our community.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for sharing the information this morning. Appreciate you coming in on Take 5. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Take 5 for your community, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.